Festival organizers in colorful clothes Saturday morning walked in front of the stage along Paducah's historic flood wall. Each held a flag billowing in the wind, 16 flags total, representing the LGBTQ community. Paducah LGBT Welcome Center Director Dustin Havens says this public display to kick off the first West Kentucky Pride Festival sends a message.
It shows that our community doesn't have to go to Nashville, St. Louis, Chicago to be represented. We're here, and we're not going anywhere. And it's just, it melts my heart to see that it's all coming together so well.
But he says the month's planning in this traditionally conservative region weren't easy. He says they faced online harassment and even a death threat. And LGBTQ community members showed up in late July to a Paducah City Commission meeting because of false rumored fears that their festival would be moved indoors. Havens says they also contracted Paducah Police for security instead of a private company for extra safety.
I think all of us, we wanted the festival and we wanted the community more than we wanted to be scared.
26-year-old Alex Clark of Paducah carried the pride flag during the opening ceremony and understands that tension. But that didn't stop him from dressing up.
Okay, I have 6-inch red bottom stilettos. I have a rainbow romper, and I've got a pin on my lapel. And then I've got a sailor's hat that's rainbow as well. I've got nails to kill, and these heels are killing me.
Clark understands that some people here may not agree with them, but he hopes the festival can help bring Paducah together.
The more we come out and do events like this and become visible and they see, they're not so much different than me, then the more that kind of stuff will come naturally, the more people you win over.
Organizers hope the festival can show younger people they can be who they are by seeing others around being true to themselves. Veronica Saunders is a volunteer children's pastor with First Family Church in Paducah.
It's not just about being homosexual or LGBTQ or any of that. It's actually about celebrating our differences, and that's what I wanted to instill in the kids.
50-year-old Lisa Burnett of Paducah grew up in Graves County in the 1980s, and she says she was ostracized for being a lesbian.
So did I ever think that I would ever be able to come down to the Paducah's riverfront during the day and see so much pride and the pride flag being displayed? No, but it is a beautiful thing, and it warms my heart.
Organizers say the fairness ordinance passed by Paducah City Commission last year was a step in the right direction and gave them confidence to do the festival. Keisha Curry is the leader of Out Paducah, a local LGBTQ youth advocacy group. She was named this year's Grand Marshal. Curry hopes the festival will serve as a turning point for years to come.
And a lot of our kids are leaving because they don't feel accepted. So this is going to change. We're going to see businesses pop up that are LGBT friendly.
Maddie Leach of Paducah led a remembrance of transgender women on Sunday. She says pride is about being able to be who you are without any expectations.
When we sing the national anthem at the beginning of the Pride Festival, I just thought, this is what our country is all about, is liberty. And we don't even have to agree on what pride means or my lifestyle, but it's good to know that we have a seat at the table.
In Paducah, Kentucky, I'm Liam Niemeyer.